HGX, mobile.
KO4CEF.
Hope you're having a good day so far.
Can't complain so far. I went to bed early and woke up at 5, and now I'm on my way to work, so at least I got a good bit of sleep.
I know that's normally your concern.
I'm not going to bed early, but I believe I was out by 9 o'clock last night.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. Still recovering from last week?
Must be. I mean, although last week we would go to bed at lights out was around 10, 10:30. I mean, I didn't always fall asleep then, but yeah, we'd get up at 6:30 every morning. Could be. Good morning, Ken. KO4CEF. Fuel mileage is almost 18 miles per gallon in my F-250 now.
How much money you're saving now?
It's a part of the way.
Look at all that money you're saving now, Andrew.
So, let's see what all we've done so far. You know, I had the glow plugs and the electronics for that replaced, which I don't know how much that really affected this. The fuel injectors replaced. I replaced the air filter and both the fuel filters, and it's finally getting there. So I don't know. It cost me a pretty penny to get it done, but I got it done, and it seems to be running a lot better now.
But it'll probably make it a little bit better as the injectors get broken a little bit. But that's probably about all it's going to do right there.
It wasn't long after I first got my truck. I got it up to 20 miles per gallon one time. But, I mean, I had to drive slow. I had to hypermile it. I wouldn't go over 60 miles an hour on the interstate, no matter where I was at. You know, when you take off from a stop sign, you had to kind of it in, you know, just everything was just slow moving all the time, and I was able to get it up to 20. That was the best I've ever done, but like I said, it took a lot of effort to get there.
What I was going to tell you, the only way to do any better is keep it down around 60 mile an hour. Once you hit 65 in those, and any Ford product pretty much, that's where the fuel curve is at.
The articles on the F-150 Lightning towing the trailer.
Yeah, it seems like I read part of it. It only towed like 100 miles or so, didn't it?
Articles is right around, it's like right at 80 miles, maybe a little more than that. You know, it was supposed to be able to tow, I think it had the normal battery in it, which is 200 and something miles. And then once it calculated the trailer, it said it could go like 160. They said within a couple miles of it moving, it dropped it down even more. And then as they started towing the trailer, it ended up dropping to 20% significantly. So they had to turn around and stop the test because they only got like 80 miles out of it.
Where they did a test. But they tested it against, like, a GMC truck. I mean, they couldn't test it against one of their own.
I think that was the same test. So it was the F-150 Lightning electric vehicle versus an ICE GMC truck. So, I mean, of course, the GMC's not going to have any issues. It's, you know, if it can pull it, it'll pull it. And it'll lose some fuel mileage, but not like that to go from 200 plus miles of distance to 80.
They're scared to pull it with a regular Ford engine truck.
With Ford putting on the test, it was Car Driver or something like that, one of the magazines or one of the test companies.
I don't know, but I just find it very, very interesting that, I mean, 80 miles, that's not going to do anything. And I think they said if you plug the F-150 into your house, just a normal outlet, it would take 60-something hours to be fully charged. So you have to invest in the level 2 or whatever it is charger, and that's like $3,000 or something for your house. I'm like, holy crap.
Get a licensed electrician to install it, and that my wife's boss, he did that. They have a Tesla, and you had to buy, like you said, $3,000 or $4,000 for the charger, and $4,000 or $5,000 for the electrician to install it.
I think you got to change the service to your house too, because I think those are 3-phase chargers.
Your spin's good when you're charging that car.
Where it was saying that 25% of the chargers throughout the nation were out of service, and people were complaining that half the time they didn't work.
It's a new revolution, though. It's coming.
At all.
I doubled.
It really doesn't surprise me.
Not surprising, but I'm telling y'all, it's coming. It's coming quick.
I see it. I mean, they're pushing it quick, but I just can't see it happening. The regular person can't afford it.
See the all-electric being a feasible option at all. The hybrid, yeah, I can kind of see it, but not the electric.
I was reading another article talking about PHEVs, which are, you know, the plug-in hybrids. They usually go about 20 miles off the battery. And these companies are faking the results. So instead of just using the electric battery to get going or, you know, to extend the range, they're using the engine more, so it's not actually as good as they claim it is. So they're starting to discover that. I think the EU or something's getting ready to start a new regulation where these companies are going to start reporting their true battery mileage, and then the fuel once it's running on the engine.
Little manufacturers lie. What are we talking about?
I'm surprised. If it doesn't happen soon, it'll happen eventually. And it just depends on how the next election goes. But it won't surprise me if we start seeing regulations go in place that, you know, either vehicles have to be a PHEV, or you have to offer this, or what. I see it coming.
For HGX, yeah, I'm with you, Andrew. I see it coming, and I think a lot of it, like you, depends on the next election, what happens.
You know, I think we'll probably see regulations of, you know, it's got to be at least a PHEV, you know, where you can run off a battery for so long. Then you might start seeing in the U.S., you know, counties or cities or whatnot, to where I know overseas in Germany they have certain towns where when you go in, you have to run off electricity only, or you park your car outside the city limits.
Off those lists to visit those cities.
Got everywhere.
For HKX, probably gonna have to switch to the other repeater. I'm losing this one a little early this morning.
We'll swap over to the 285 KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
FW clear. KO4 HKX clear.
Hey, wait a minute! I just joined y'all. KO4